This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Taylor Tire and Auto in West Tyler and Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel in White City. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Terry. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was 4.56 and three quarters, up 2. March corn 4.69 and a half, up 2 1/4. May corn 4.77 and a half, up 2. November soybeans were 13.16 and three quarters, down 5. January soybeans 13.18 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. March soybeans 12.98, down 7 1/2. December wheat was 6.78 1/4, up 7 3/4. March wheat 6.88 1/4, up 7 1/2. May wheat 6.92 1/4, up 6 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. Export sales helped to lift wheat values. This morning, weekly export sales figures were higher than expected at 707,700 metric tons. Also, Japan made a purchase of U.S. wheat overnight. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 3 higher, at 434 to 465. Soybean bids were 14 to 15 lower, at 1309 to 1339. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, at 441 to 459. Soybean bids were mostly 8 to 9 lower, at 1348 to 1365. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 1 to 6 lower, at 435 to 450. Soybean bids were mostly 10 to 20 lower, at 1317 to 1340. Wheat bids were mostly 10 to 12 higher, at 604 to 636. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were down 8 at 1385 to 1390. Basis was unchanged at 45 to 50 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $485.60 to $491.60. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at $4.52 to $4.70, with basis up at 10 over the DEEF. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $4.38 to $4.45. Basis was unchanged to down 1 at 22 to 15 under the December. Soybean bids ended down 8 to 26 cents at 1340 to 1345, with basis unchanged to down 18 at option to 5 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 448 to 464. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 9 to 13 cents, with quotations at 1349 to 1359. Milo closed 5 cents higher at 488 to 489, and soft wheat ended the day 14 cents lower at 617 to 618. In the northern part of the state, for January delivery, corn was 433 to 446. Soybeans were 1311 to 1337. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery was 438 to 458, and soybeans for January delivery was 1324 to 1346. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was 449 to 465, and soybeans for January delivery was 1337 to 1359. And on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for December was up 3 1/4 at 459 1/2. March was up 3 1/4 at 472. May was up 3 1/4 at 480 1/4. Wheat for December was up 10 1/2 at 657. March was up 10 at 667 1/2. May was up 10 1/4 at 673. Soybeans for November were down 8 1/4 at 1339 1/2. January was down 8 3/4 at 1341 1/2, and March was down 9 1/4 at 1323 1/4. Soybean meal for October was down 5.40 at 421.60. December was down 5.40 at 420.40. January was down $5 even at 419.50. Soybean oil for October was up 24 points at 42.71. December was up 25 points at 42.96. January was up 24 points at 43.19. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.70, up 15 cents. December live cattle, $131.57, up 30 cents. February live cattle, $133.32, up 35 cents. September feeder cattle were $159.55, up 87 cents. October feeder cattle, $164.37, up $1.45. November feeder cattle, $165.15, up $1.10. October lean hogs were $92.80, down 90 cents. December lean hogs, $87.72, down 87 cents. February lean hogs, $89.25, down 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.47 higher in the range of $91.88 to $97.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $94.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 65 to 70, 4 to 5 weights 67 to 73, 5 to 550 weights 69 to 75, and 550 and up were bringing 73 to 77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 64 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 12,907 head. And the opening report from Walnut for September the 19th, they had receipts of 454 head. Slaughter steers and heifers were steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were $1 to $2 higher in a light test. Starting with the steers choice, they were bringing $120.50 to $125.25. Choice Holstein steers were bringing $111.50 to $114. And choice slaughter heifers, $119 to $124.50. Now, moving on to the Greenville livestock auction. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady, and slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $120.50 to $123.50, and the select and choice slaughter steers were bringing $115 to $120.50. On to the Holstein steers choice, they were bringing $112 to $115.50, and Holstein selects and choice were bringing $103 to $112. Now moving on to the heifers choice, they were bringing $120.50 to $123.50, and the select and choice were bringing $115 to $120.50. Slaughter cows, they had boners bringing $81 to $85, and leans bringing $72 to $79. Slaughter bulls, they had 28 head. The weights between 1,500 and 2,000 were bringing $90.50 up to $100 a hundredweight. Return, okay, from feeder steers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights were bringing $171 to $184. The 6 to 7 weight feeders were bringing $150 to $158. Now moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. They had receipts of 326 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold from $1 to $2 higher. and slaughter cows and bulls sold $5 to $8 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing $120 to $127. And the select steers were bringing $115 to $120.25. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing $120 to $124. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 450 weight, we were bringing $165 to $169. 500 weights were bringing $157. The 6 to 7 weights were bringing $130 to $135. And the 7 to 750 weights were bringing $129 to $131. Now, from the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on a live basis, they were bringing $123. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 339 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.30, and that was 22 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $193.01, and that was 28 cents lower, with the select carcasses at $176.90, and that was 39 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, and that compared to 113,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, and that compared to 431,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. Now on to Reels Weekly Hay Auction. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay in small squares sold $1.50 higher. Grass hay in small squares sold $1 lower. Okay, starting with the alfalfa, premium quality, that we're bringing $5.75 to $5.50 per bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, large squares, good quality, we're bringing $47.50 per bale. Orchard grass, small squares, good quality, $4 to $4.50. And mixed grass, small squares, good quality, 2 to 2.25 a bale. They also had some large rounds, bringing $32.50 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.49. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.52. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.49. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.52. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.09. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.02. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.30. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.49. Corn at Scottville is $4.49. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.09, and wheat at Scottville is $6.30. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a three-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Get great tires like the Courser AXT for $75 and the Courser CT for $75 or the Avenger Touring LSR for $50. For more information, go to www.mastercrafttirerebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Hawkeye Steel in White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. By Taylor Tire and Auto in West Tyler and Litchfield. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for Radar Weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And by Stein Seeds.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Sunshine today with a high of 85. Clear skies tonight, low 58. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow. And I would guess primarily during the afternoon hours, high of 82. Then showers and thunderstorms off and on Saturday night, low 60. It's going to be a quick moving front. Sunshine on Sunday with a high of 75. Here at the Weather Center, pressure rising, not much of a breeze. Clear skies, 49. This update brought to you by Stein Seed and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Do you need a ride to the doctor, grocery store, hardware store, pharmacy, or maybe a nutrition site for lunch? Then you need to call Macoupin County Public Transportation. Macoupin County Seniors on the Go will give you a lift. Call 1-877-600-0707. They also provide group trips for special events to accommodate all your needs. Rides are given on a suggested donation basis. Macoupin County Seniors on the Go, partially funded by the Area Agency on Aging for Lincolnland through the Older Americans Act and the Illinois Department on Aging.
Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. Once again, WSMI's Angela Besh.
World Dairy Expo begins October 1st in Madison, Wisconsin, and Expo Communications Manager Janet Keller says every year is different, so there will be many things new for dairy producers to view this year. The expo also includes various educational seminars and virtual farm tours.
The virtual farm tours are particularly interesting because it's a good way for people to come in and take a tour without leaving the ground, so to speak. And so we'll have operations from across North America that come in and give an overview presentation about what works well on their operation, whether it be a dairy management style or perhaps the new facilities or perhaps the way that they market their products. And then afterwards, the audience gets to ask questions for about 15 minutes. So very interactive. We try to make everyone available to ask questions and learn at World Dairy Expo.
The expo is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, October 1st through October 5th. I spoke with Eric Hyen, a local crop insurance agent, about the different insurance options farmers have had some questions on. All right, now when it comes to crop protection, crop insurance, do you want to explain a little bit the differences between revenue protection and this GRIP protection?
Yeah, okay. Well, revenue protection for crop insurance, it guarantees a certain level of revenue rather than just production. So it protects you from declines in both crop prices and yields. The guarantee is based on market price and the actual yield on your farm. So there's a spring price and harvest price. And the higher price of those two is which one the farmer will receive on a claim. For the GRIP policies are based on future prices and the county average yields. So it's based on the entire county and how the entire county does, rather than the individual farm yields. So that's the main difference. Usually with the GRIP protection, it's a little pricier than an RP policy. Some people are kind of stuck with GRIP. They have some bottom ground that the RP wouldn't be able to cover. Some guys, if they don't have an APH history, so that's actual production history, on their farm, they would probably take GRIP so they can get a higher level of coverage until they have enough years of their actual production history recorded. So you need 4 years to receive, on an RP policy, you need at least 4 years of production history on the farm. If you have less than 4 years, if you have 1 year, it's like 60-65%. 2 years, it goes up from there. So until you can get those 4 years, you can't get full coverage unless you do GRIP. Then GRIP, since it's based on the county, you don't have to have that 4 years. If you do the GRIP for 4 years, that can help you get your actual production history up and recorded. So some people do it for that reason too. A lot of guys that have livestock or whatnot and don't like to keep a lot of records because some of it's going to silage and whatnot, they'll just go ahead and go with the GRIP rather than the RP.
As the growing season comes to a close and harvest gets rolling, it's nice to reflect on the year. I spoke with Bill Brink of M&M Service Company, and he had two main takeaways from this year.
So I think you have two reasons to talk to your M&M crop specialist this fall or this winter. The nitrogen management on corn and the weed control in soybeans. And weed control in soybeans, I think we're going to have to consider a soil residual herbicide in combination with a post-emergence herbicide. Now this, even maybe applying some residual herbicide this fall and then again next spring to control the water hemp and the other weeds that might come up. So these are kind of the two issues. You know, I always like to talk to farmers and say, what did you learn about the 2013 growing season? Of course, you know, every year is different because there's always that one major factor that you cannot control, and that obviously is the weather conditions, and that usually leads to particular problems during the growing season. So this is what kind of what farmers are telling me, that what they've learned in 2013 is that maybe better, more efficient use of nitrogen on corn for 2014 and better weed control in soybeans for 2014. So it's been a good year, and you know, looking forward to the 2014 growing season.
Once again, that was Bill Brink from the M&M Service Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.